Burns and Gambo live from the Wild Horse Pass Gila River Casino. This is the headquarters for the Arizona Coyotes as they are having the NHL draft tonight. Of course, we're used to this every year. The NBA draft on a Thursday, the NHL draft on a Friday. The Coyotes sitting with the number 5 overall pick. We will get that pick on our airwaves when the pick comes down here on the Burns and Gambo show. And then coming up at 6 o'clock, a special edition of the Rundown with Luke Lipinski. He, of course, the postgame show host for the Coyotes. He'll be joined by the voice of the Coyotes on the radio, Bob Heathouse, for the Coyotes draft special starting at 6 o'clock, where they'll really break down what is going on with the Coyotes and tonight's draft. But joining us right now on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line, the head coach of the Arizona Coyotes, Rick Tocchet, here on the Burns and Gambo show. What's up, Tocchet?
What's up, boys?
Well, excited to be here out at the draft party, getting ready to see who you guys draft. I think that Brady Tkachuk's going to go to Montreal at number 3, but I would love to see him fall to number 5, and you guys could grab him. That would be a great get for the Coyotes.
Well, you obviously, my relation with his father, the pedigree that Walt given his kids, they got great players there. But, the one thing here, if you look at the players available that, that we should get a really good player, a real special player. I'll be honest with you, Gamble, I haven't watched a lot of any one of these guys because the time of that with our protein and stuff like that. But from what I hear and stuff like that, there's a lot of good character kids here.
No, there is. There's no question. I like the kid, Quinn Hughes, the defenseman from Michigan.
Yeah.
His brother could be the first overall pick next year, and he played at the Men's World for USA this spring. There's another good defenseman, the kid from Canada. He's a French kid that's really good. He's a big center from Finland as well. I mean, there's some really good talent. And picking at 5, I feel like you guys should be able to get a really good player that will help you in a couple of years.
Yeah, and with our young group of guys, you stick, a guy, whoever we get, that can maybe stick with a team in a year or two, and then you get these guys to grow together. You put the bricks and mortar around these kids, and the one thing I do like what John Chyka preached, you just don't want to take one shot at it. You want to be able to the playoffs for years to come, where you're always in the playoffs and you have a chance in the cup. So, you can just look at the teams that win. Look at the Capitals. They got hot at the right time. And they probably played their best hockey the last 2 series. So you just got to get in, and you just got to believe in what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm hearing some rumors that Columbus is trying to get that Montreal pick, so we'll see if there's any trades here. We're keeping our eye on that. Let's talk about Galchenyuk. You guys are able to make a trade. You get a player who can play some wing, can play some center. I mean, my gut feeling is you're going to play him at center, correct?
Well, let's put it this way. I talked to the kid. He's bouncing off the walls. He's happy to come to Arizona. I talked to Sergei Gonchar, a good friend of mine, a Pittsburgh coach who knows him very well. He said you're getting a quality person and a good player. He thinks he can play center. And I talked to Alex. He wants to play center. So I want to give him a chance. I mean, it's not a one and done. I want to give this guy a shot in our system to play.
Rick Tocchet, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show on this, the NHL draft day, the Coyotes with the number 5 pick. When you make a deal like that, I know it was not the kind of season anybody was hoping for Max, and I know talking to a few people around here, that's kind of part of the business of the NHL. Talk about the decision that went behind trading Max Domi for the player.
Yeah, it's more of a fact that, he was a, he's a well-thought-up guy around the league, and you got to give up. You got to give up talent to get somebody, and we wanted the centerman, and Max is a winger. We felt that we had to get the center. Max Domi's a terrific kid. I love the kid. He's the type of guy. If you had a daughter, you wanted him to marry. He's such a kind character guy. He lost his way a bit early. I think when our team struggled, he didn't shoot the puck enough for me, and he just it's kind of snowballed. But I thought the last 20 games he really picked it up. So I think he's gonna have a really good year for Montreal.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, you root for the kid. You want him to do well.
Yeah.
You're building a good core here. You got to change some pieces every now and then. You definitely needed help with the centers. But this organization, Tocchet, has needed help at the center spot since you were here. I mean, I can't even tell you the amount of centers that the Coyotes have gone through and struggled with. So it's such an important position to be strong up the middle. It's definitely something that you guys, need to improve on. You need to get better at the center spot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big believer, to win in this league, you have to have strong centermen. You can't be really thin at center. You know, obviously you build up from obviously goalie defense and then two needs center. Those are the three really things that you really want to try to establish on your, you know, your franchise with depth. So, you know, if Alex can play center, you got Stepan, you got Dvorak, you got Kruger. You know, now you got some traction here. And you got Dylan Strome also buying for that. So, you know, it's just one of those things that you want to keep out of these kind of center. Listen, the more center you had, I have no problem to a center playing wing every once in a while. So you just want to strengthen your team.
Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Wish your organization the best of luck tonight and this weekend with the draft. Thanks for stopping by for a few minutes and enjoy your offseason, all right?
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it, and thanks for the support.
You got it. Talk to you.